right, half three on a dang cold January day, and final score of Roscommon 13 points, Mayo 10. Can't really have any complaints about the result, to be honest with you. We started off sluggish enough and Roscommon went four ahead, and we never got them back to within two. I think 2 points was the nearest we ever got to them, and every time we got close they kind of pulled on. So, you know, I don't think you can have too many complaints about the result. It looked like we might break through for a goal later on, but we would have needed a goal, and when the goal didn't come, the result didn't follow either. So yeah, first defeat of the year, and that's, I think it's the third year in a row that Roscommon have ended our interest in the FPD, and it's the second year in a row that they've beaten us here. So I guess those are, if you're of the giddy types that would place a lot of store in results in January, that might be of relevance. I'm not really too sure it's of much relevance otherwise. In terms of performances, yeah, I think Parsons and Gibbons did well around the middle. At the back, I like Park O'Hara. I thought he has something. He's certainly putting his hand up at this stage. Colin Boyd played well at the back there as well. Forwards, we looked like we were very light. Jason Doherty aside, you know, Doherty was the only man really who was able to win anything in there. Conor Loftus though showed well, and as the game went on, he showed a bit better. I think he got 5 points in the end. Four of those are from frees. The one he got from play was a peach from out on the right. But aside from that, we look very, very light. And you know, I mean, I know it's January. It's a very, very heavy pitch. And a lot of the kind of clever stuff we were trying to do, just dinking little balls in, good 80-90% of that didn't work. Roscommon looked well organised, like they have a lot of work done, so a lot of their routines in terms of how they clean up ball at the back and how they move it up the field is fairly well rehearsed, and they looked like in good shape, and you know, and clearly they're going to be targeting getting a few early results in the league to try to give them a bit of elbow room. But they're going to go well this year, you know. I think they'll be harder than last year, and I wouldn't expect them under this particular management to calve in the first round the way Evans's team did last year. For us, okay, we missed the additional game next weekend that we would have got if we'd got into the final. But it's probably no harm in a way, because we've left with at least three players injured today. Keith Higgins only lasted about 5 minutes. He went down. It looked like it was on the far side. It looked like they were doing something with his leg. He didn't last much after that. Kevin Kane went off holding his shoulder by the looks of it. And Conor Loftus thing got injured towards the end. I don't know what was wrong with him. He went down as well on the near side here. So I don't know to what extent any of those are injured, but we have a fair injury list as things stand, so any more than that isn't exactly good news coming with the Cork game coming up. Said against that though, Jim O'Connor is back. He came on midway through the second half, so it's good to see him back in action as well. And we will need more experience in that forward line, because Doherty was excellent today, but and it's a Loftus less so. Ronaldson, you know, I think his intelligent game will be of use later in the year. He faded out of it though. Darren McHale never really got into it. Rutledge sort of flitted about as well, you know. So we need more punch up there, and you know, that's only going to come from the more experienced players. So anyway, that's it. 13 points to 10. The Rossies will be on the beer, no doubt, after that one, and good luck to them. And that's it. Over and out.